Hey, my friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And we should have pretty good video today, Rich, do we? We good? We're good. Glad you guys could join us. Yesterday, we had a little glitch. If you saw that, we kind of got stuck in frozen mode for the whole show.
Well, one of our listeners in Orlando, she always listens to the show live. She told me basically that she always listens to it audio only anyhow.
All right. Well, then.
She's working and she's driving and she's doing all kinds of things. She said she can't really just, you know, stop and what she's doing to watch
the video
while she's driving.
Hour.
So she always listens to it audio only. So that's why I said yesterday, let's go audio only. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Well, that, so we gave you a great show still. It was just audio only. So be sure to check it out still. And I'm going to touch base a little bit more. I've been doing more research on this with the new FDA commissioner.
By the way, that's a custom-made suit.
Is it?
Look at it. That's a nice suit.
Fitted good.
Yeah. He didn't pull that off a rack.
Now, the new FDA commissioner, as you guys know now, he is really starting to swing the hammer with RFK Jr. And they're discussing, I talked about it in detail yesterday, I've been doing some more research today, and it definitely is possible that they pull this COVID shot off the childhood shot schedule.
They need to pull a lot of these shots off the childhood
shot schedule. That's what this is going to do. This is going to set the precedent for it.
Especially that MMR shot at 18 months. That needs to go away.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole lot of shots on there that are completely and totally uncalled for, and we need to have a complete reform as far as an immunization of vaccine industry and manufacturing vaccines that are actually clean, as RFK Jr. says.
And they need to start using individual vaccines instead of clustering them together like they do, like the, you know, measles, mumps,
rubella. Well, they make way more money that way.
Well, because less overhead.
Yes.
That's exactly right. It's ridiculous.
4 or 5 vaccines in one shot, you know, one ampule, one vial.
I remember I had a friend one time who basically decided he's going to give his 18-month-old little daughter the MMR shot.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget this because his cousin, his uncle or whatever, who was a plumber, said he knew something about shots. It was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's always great advice.
No. And what ends up happening is he ends up basically having this little girl get a shot. She had massive, massive fever.
No,
and I remember we went to dinner with him the night of the shot. Okay, and she's laying on the table, you know, on the booth on their laps, and basically couldn't even move.
About hurting,
and excruciating pain,
yeah.
Crying, and he thought it was funny.
It's not funny.
No, and you think, well, you're kidding. I remember Sharon got so mad, she wanted nothing to do with him after that. And sure enough, that little girl came down with a mild form of autism, and I had pleaded with him and pleaded with him and pleaded with him and his wife not to do it. And they ended up doing it anyhow, against the wife's wishes, I may add. And it was awful. In fact, I finally told Sharon a few years later, I said, you know, because at that point he was unbelievably remorseful that he had done that. But Sharon couldn't get past it. I remember when Sharon told me one time, she goes, I'm not a phony.
No,
and I don't like this guy. He should have never done that. You know how she was.
I know how she was.
And I told her, I said, well, I understand that. But, you know, he screwed it up now. And the kid to this day still messed up in the head. Because he listened to his neighbor, the plumber, the chemist, or whatever the heck he was. And I'm not telling you guys what to do in all this stuff, but I'm telling you this for sure. Do your own research. You know, read Confessions of a Medical Heretic by Dr. Mendelsohn. It's still in print. Read How to Have a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor by Dr. Mendelsohn, who was a pediatrician, by the way, before you do all of this. These are old school books that were written back in the 80s. And you think, well, they can't be relevant today. They're relevant today as long as they keep doing this vaccine schedule. You know, he even talks about how sudden infant death occurs within 70% of the people who have the vaccine within 48 hours.
Yep.
In other words, 70% of all sudden infant death, approximately, I'm pulling these numbers out of my memory, occur within 48 hours. So the numbers may be skewed a little bit. But the bulk was the majority of the deaths that occurred with sudden infant death, crib death, occurred within 48 hours after a vaccine to 72 hours. He goes into detail on this as a pediatrician. And so those are the books that I read and that Sharon read, that when we had Austin back in 1988, we decided at that point that we were not vaccinating him. Those two books did it. You think, well, why would those two books influence like that? Because they were written by a pediatrician who was telling the truth. Suddenly he dies. And that was kind of interesting, too. Died kind of young. Always wondered about that death. The sad part about all of this stuff is that, you know, ask yourself the question, what am I doing with my child, and is it worth the risk? That's the question, isn't it? Is it worth the risk? I told Austin when he's going to go into the Marine Corps, you know, back when, 20 years ago, but when Biden had basically Obama had won the election, Austin decided not to serve in the Marine Corps as Obama's commander in chief. I remember I told him, I said, I protected you until you're 18. You can do what you want to do now with your vaccines. This is your call. But he was going in as an officer at the age of 19. He graduated with his bachelor's degree. And the Marine Corps said they would allow him to go in without vaccines, but he could not be deployed. So that was interesting. So the whole point about all of that I'm telling you is this, is you're making a decision for a child that could affect them and give them autism for the rest of their life, in my opinion, because I wrote the book on this, Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Children. And so to me, the risks are too high. You say, well, it's like 1 in 30 kids now have some type of learning disability. That's about right. That means if you have 30 light switches on the wall, you go say, tell your child, go flip one of those switches. Let's see what happens to you. You say, I'm not going to do that. One switch could kill me. That's right. Why don't we just leave those switches alone? That's how I look at it with the whole thing. By the way, Chase Manhattan Bank is under in scrutiny again because bags of cash from drug cartels are flooding teller windows at U.S. banks. And, of course, what they're doing in most cases, they're coming in with less than $10,000 that have to be reported. But in some cases, one guy pulled up with over $100,000 in cash. It was more like $100,000, a teller said. By then, basically, he was already on his way to Chase Bank of America's branches in Claremont, California, about 35 miles away. And it's not that this basically, you know, is not common because a lot of people do this kind of stuff. But it says more, and it was talking about how they're using this from drug overdoses and how these guys are going down to drug cartels down in Mexico, and they're buying dollars for a discount.
Really?
Yes, that's why I'm bringing this whole up. It says, in North Carolina, prosecutors filed money laundering charges last year against a Chinese network that used shell companies to make cash deposits, totaling at least $92 million, Austin, in cash.
Gosh, in cash deposits? Yeah. That's hard to do.
In 1 5-month period, the network's money couriers made more than 100 deposits at bank branches in 20 states, accounts used and created in the name of a sham company.
They're going everywhere. Mm-hmm.
None of these banks cited in these cases have been accused of wrongdoing. Banks occasionally close accounts based on suspicious activity, sometimes within a month. Even that allows enough time for money laundering to disperse millions of dollars of illegal gotten gains and avenues of financial anonymity. Usually within a day, the money is moved, often with the purchase of a cashier's check. I had a friend of mine, he got basically hacked. And his money went out to, I think it was, I think it was someplace in Europe. And, you know, and the money was moved so quickly the bank couldn't reverse the charges.
Yeah.
I mean, it was moved within seconds because it was a wired deposit. And you know, my friend contacted, you know, his bank that had done this inadvertently and said, you guys need to get this money back. And they said, oh, we'll get it back right away. They never got it back.
No.
You know, I think it was in Budapest.
Yeah.
And then you find out that when this money goes into these banks, it gets wired back out.
Well, it hits four or five different wire transfers. I mean, bank, all of a sudden different countries. And
what I found fascinating about this is they're going down to Mexico to these drug cartels. They're bringing back bags of cash, you know, and they're depositing them into the banks to clean the money.
Yep.
Because they don't know what to do with all that money down in Mexico. So and that's one of the reasons they're trying to go to a cashless society, supposedly, in order to stop a lot of this. Which, and for that part, I do understand this. But these guys are bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars into the United States from the fentanyl and from the drugs that are coming out of Mexico. And I think what it's doing is making the CIA mad. Did I say that? Because they're not getting their cut.
Well, you ever wonder that they may be going towards a digital society? They may be pushing this entire thing as far as with money laundering and the $10,000 limit because they want to basically control more of the drug trade and start doing stuff with digital currency. You don't think they're going to start doing Bitcoin transfers with drugs eventually when there's no cash? This is what they start doing. I mean,
that's true. You're doing a cryptocurrency.
So that's where they're going to go next, man. It's all about controlling the monetary system. That's what it's all about. These banker boys cannot let anybody do something without them knowing.
You know, Austin, I got to ask you this question. You know, let's say we go out and buy a Ferrari.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I've never owned a Ferrari.
I haven't either.
Okay. And let's say we'd like the Ferrari.
Yeah.
So let's go say we buy another Ferrari. Now we've got two.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good day.
Okay. All right. Well, now let's say every day we buy a new Ferrari because we're running cash out of Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay. After 365 days, we got 365 new Ferraris.
Yeah.
And now we're going online buying every Ferrari we can find. And after a couple of years, we've got 700 Ferraris. And then pretty soon, we've got 1,000 Ferraris. And so then we say, okay, why don't we do this? We've got 1,000 Ferraris. Now let's go ahead and buy a Lamborghini.
Okay.
So 3 more years, we've got another 1,000 Lamborghinis. So now we have 2,000 Lamborghinis and Ferraris. They're sitting in a warehouse.
That's a lot of cars, okay? Bro. Okay.
How much is enough?
Yeah.
Now, you follow me?
Yeah.
It's the love of money or it's the greed that is the root of all evil. And so there's a certain point in time you go, ugh, all the batteries are dead on these 2,000 cars.
Oh, gosh. That's what I was about to say, that the maintenance, the upkeep on that many cars.
We got to change all these tires now. They've rotted. You know, these don't start anymore.
Fluid flush every 12 months.
And you're like, what the heck am I doing with 2,000 cars? Well, that's the point. I mean, once you get to become a millionaire. Well, let's say now billionaire.
Then they have to get the 400 and 500 foot yachts and all the other crazy. Then you have the yachts with all your toys to follow you on your main yacht. Have you seen that the other day?
Oh, yeah.
$60 million yacht with all these toys on it: jet skis, boats, submarines.
Just follow the main.
Just
yacht.
To follow the main yacht.
But the thing about it is stuff is stuff.
It is.
You know, everybody leaves it all behind when they check out and go to heaven or hell. Nobody takes it with them. And the crazy part about it is that the world is so caught up in stuff and having things that basically don't matter to impress those they don't know with money they do or don't have, depending on these drug cartels, is mind-boggling to me. I mean, how much money is enough? These guys live in absolutely palatial splendor. It's like these sheiks over there, they're giving him this 747 now. They're giving it to Trump as a gift, you know. I mean, some $500 million plane.
There's a video that rolled through a little ways back. And it was a video of these guys driving through the cemeteries of a bunch of the major drug cartels, Mexican drug cartels over the years. And they got these giant buildings that they're buried in. I mean, like buildings. I'll see if I can find them. They're not like just little shrines. I mean, these guys have like mega houses. And it's like they keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's crazy. I mean, I'm like, what do you do with all the money? You build a bigger coffin?
Yeah, I was in Buenos Aires, you know, Argentina. And Eva Perón was buried there.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when she died, they stole her body. And then they had to go get her body back. And so they put her on the very bottom of a stack of, you know, crypts. And I thought, why would they put Eva Perón, probably the most famous woman, first lady of Argentina ever, on the bottom of the stack? It's because she's not in the crypt.
Yeah.
They have a hole dug under the crypt with a vault underneath the crypt that they basically keep her in so they don't steal the body again. So everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to either go to heaven or hell. And now nobody gets out of here alive, at least not in this physical skin suit. Well, I guess you can't. I guess if you, I think Elijah got out alive.
Yeah,
but the point was, I mean, it's just part of it. I mean, how much stuff is enough? I mean, why in the world do we think that?
Look at these guys. They're half a $1 million grave tombs. These are tombs, by the way, where they get buried.
That's incredible, Austin. It's crazy.
Look at this. Those are literally the words they
keep. Those are crypts.
Those crypts. It's crazy. Like, and that's like you said. We just have endless amounts of money. I don't know. When I'm dead, just build a bigger building.
And build a bigger one. And here's the problem. It's like with Katy Perry. You watch the video. You watch the video of Katy Perry basically saying that she sold her soul to the devil. That's on YouTube. You can watch it. And you think, well, is that really worth it, Katy Perry? To have momentary exposure and momentary, you know, happiness, supposedly happiness, you know, and all this notoriety, you know, and you were raised in a Christian evangelical family. Is that what you wanted to do? Sell your soul to the devil? Is that what your goal was for life? Is that what you thought you needed to do? So those are the questions we always have to ask. I mean, how much do we want to do this stuff? How far do we want to compromise ourselves? And how much do we want to think about what God has done for us? And how much do we want to think about what Lucifer wants to promise us, but he's not going to give for us when God's already given us eternal life? I mean, how much, it ain't any better than that. But the reality is this world is so corrupt. Look at the social media influencers now. One of them was on doing her little thing the other day in Mexico. She got shot on air.
Oh, yeah.
She's dead now.
A ton of them are constantly getting busted on fraud charges now, racketeering and all types of different stuff because they're taking everybody's money. They're telling them they're doing all this stuff. I can tell you this right now, guys. All these 99% of these social media influencers
are more than that. 99.
Don't give them a penny. These guys are total 99. Scam artists. I give better information on this show than half these guys do for their $1,000 courses. I mean, we give you guys free information every single day, top of the line, brand new, everything that's going on. And I'm not selling you a course. I don't have a subscription. I want to get the information out there. These guys say, you know what? Buy my course, it's $1,000. And somebody sent me a link that somebody had on it. He goes, you get up early. You eat clean. You exercise. I'm like, somebody paid $1,000 for a course on this? And I mean, but it's like, we're doing this stuff for you guys, taking care of you, giving you this information. But a lot of these guys, man, they're just scammers on YouTube.
I know. I knew one of these girls. She was doing that, and she was $3,000 for the course.
$3,000.
Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of people started back charging her credit cards. And then she's all stressed out. She already gone through all the money. And what she would do is she would get, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in her little coffer, right?
Yeah.
And then she would disappear to go to Europe. Probably not to be prosecuted. And she would run over there and be literally over there for a year at a time. Then she'd run out of money, come back, and do it again. And because she had it dialed in, she knew how to do it, and she would scam these people. And finally, I looked at her one time, and she's a financial wreck. And I said to her, I said, can I ask you a question? She goes, sure. And I said, what gives you the qualifications and the ability to try to teach people how to manage their finances when you're always in a wreck? And she looked at me kind of funny, and she didn't know what to say. And I said, it seems so odd to me. But again, that's the beauty and the horror both of the internet.
That's exactly right.
You know? Yeah, you know, one other thing I want to talk about real quick. I want to talk about dating for a second. You guys always like this. No, we're gonna do about 2 minutes on this. You know, dating, used to be a TV show. It was called The Dating Game. You don't remember that, do you, Austin?
No, I don't remember The Dating Game.
But listen to this. They'd always ask each other's questions. And I'm going to give you guys some really good advice now about marriages and relationships, because you guys like it when I do this. It's kind of like playing a game of poker, okay? You got a certain amount of chips. And if you blow all your chips because you want to be right about something, you may be out of the game. In other words, be very careful when you decide to make decisions and choices and you start to argue and fight about stuff. It's not worth it. It's not worth fighting over the little stuff. Remember this. If it doesn't matter 5 years from now, don't burn your chips up. Because once you burn your chips up, the other person probably going to look at you and get the ick. That's the term they use, Austin.
5 years from now, I'd say if it's not going to matter like an hour or a day, then it's not worth it. It's not going to matter 5 years. That's a big gap, dude.
Well, 5 years means it doesn't really matter.
Well, it may mean something 4 years. That's still a big deal.
Well, it might.
You can shorten the gap a little bit.
The point is to avoid the fighting and the constant conflict. Yeah. It just doesn't matter. And so if you're going to play the dating game or the marriage game as long as you possibly can, don't burn up all your chips. Because once your chips are gone, then you lose the trust, you lose the respect, and the other person gets the ick.
Yeah.
That's the term they use now, Austin.
I've heard it before. Nobody wants to be around anybody at all anymore.
When somebody gets the ick, it's like, we're out, we're done. We're done. Now I've got the ick.
I'm done.
All right, I'm done. That was 2 minutes. I'm good. Now you can stop looking
at me. I got health news. I'm sitting on all this content, all this news for today, and we're over here talking about dating. But that was good advice, though, with the poker chips.
The dating game. Don't burn all your chips. You don't put the silverware in the drawer right. I'm going to raise hell now. I'm mad. Yeah, I mean, what the heck?
What I'm saying is, you know, if you guys ever played poker, I'm not recommending you gamble, but I played poker before when I was younger in college. You know, certain hands are good, certain hands are bad. Is it a hand you really want to go all in
That's
on?
It.
If you got a good hand and you're like, this is a line for me, I am not going to compromise on this topic. I'm willing to put all my chips on this topic. Okay. But if you got a garbage hand and you're like, I'm going to try to bluff them, I'm going to make some big deal and go all in just because I want to prove a point.
Not worth it.
Sometimes you get called, man.
No, here's a big deal. There's a big deal. Years ago, we were in Tallahassee, okay? And there was a friend of mine. His name was Mike. I don't remember his wife's name anymore. It's been too many years ago. And she wanted to start doing line dancing.
Line dancing.
Okay. Mike didn't want to do line dancing.
It's actually harder than it looks for me.
Well, I'm going to just give you guys some advice here. And all of a sudden, she decided she wanted to pick this partner out named Vern. I kid you not, his name really was Vern.
A dude. With her.
With her.
Oh, yeah.
And I told Mike, I said, I'd probably say no to this one.
Yeah.
And he goes, what do you mean? I said, he's going to be in physical contact with your wife.
More than he is.
Probably, yeah. And I said, this has got only one place to go. This is an elevator that only goes down. And he said, oh, no, I trust her. I said, I'm not saying you don't trust her. Physical contact with somebody over and over and over and over and over again for months on end is a pretty good recipe for disaster. That's something you throw all your chips in and you drop the cards and I say, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah, you're not getting a male line dancing partner to go out with every weekend.
Well, guess what happened?
They got divorced, I'm sure.
They did.
She probably cheated on him.
She did.
Yeah.
No, it never ended. No. So
it would go the same way if a guy was wanting to line
dance. Same thing.
You'd not need a female line dancing partner. If you want to line dance by yourself, go line dance by yourself.
Well, no. You know, all of a sudden, you say to your partner, I met this old friend of mine the other day who's divorced now and I'm going to rekindle my relationship with him. No, that's a no. And you think, well, come on. Zig Ziglar taught it to us this way. He said, never ever touch another man's wife. Never ever go alone with another man's wife. Never have lunch with another man's wife. Never be with another man's wife. He says, never be with another man's wife if you're married.
It's respect.
Yeah. There's certain things you don't do, and your partner has a right to throw the cards down, drop all the chips, and say, no, we're not going to do this. And if you push it, you're going to find out it's going to be a really big mistake over a period of time. I promise you that. And there, I'm done now. Sort of.
FDA says it's going to change infant formula requirements. I've been sitting on this for like 5 minutes.
Well, good.
They want to start getting some
of the... Not that you had to sit for 5 minutes, but it's going to change the formula requirements. This is good. Just thought I'd mention that.
Now, I've been sitting on it, not physically, but he's looking at it going, I got to cover this topic. This is a big deal. Finally, the FDA is looking at the nutrient requirements, the omega-6 fats.
About time.
You know, they're going, maybe this isn't the best formula we could do in here. Maybe Europe's got it right. They said, we can't make America healthy again if we don't fix what nourishes our youngest, most vulnerable Americans.
God, I love this.
Said.
RFK is something else.
No, he's kind of, I told you, man, he was either going to do it or he wasn't. And he's been doing it. And they looked at it. They said that containing enough fat, protein, essential fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, calcium, all this stuff is crucial, and it needs to be top tier. They said most of the infants sold in the United States, infant formula, has added sugar, dry from corn, usually, which is
glyphosate.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem with it. It's all corn, all GMO. And so they said they're looking at it, and they're going to start changing requirements and higher standards for nutrition and safety for infant formula. I mean, I've been yelling about this for 10 years.
I've been yelling about this for 40 years. Yes. That's why we went with the goat's milk. Enough of this mess.
Yes, but I mean, this has been time, because Europe's got some great formula. I know some people that have used formula, they end up having to import stuff over from Europe.
Well, I remember one time, I remember years ago, there was this doctor online. He joked, and he says, the reason they call it Similac is it lacks everything.
It does. It lacks everything.
It's this horrible product.
Half of those Chinese rolls. Horrible.
Oh, by the way, the U.S. Supreme Court to hear Trump's bid to reject birthright citizenship. This is a big deal. Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court, is poised on Thursday, which is today, to consider Donald Trump's attempt to broadly enforce his executive order to limit birthright citizenship, a move that would affect thousands of babies born each year in the United States. The Republican president sees a major shift in how the U.S. Constitution has long been understood. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments on the administration's emergency request to scale back injunctions issued by federal judges in Maryland, Washington, Massachusetts, the liberal states, blocking Trump's directive nationwide. The judges found Trump's order likely violates citizenship language in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment. The case is unusual in that the administration has used it to argue that federal judges lack the authority to issue nationwide or universal injunctions and have asked the justices to rule that way and enforce Trump's directive even without weighing in its legal merits. Trump's order was challenged by a Democratic attorneys general from over 22 states, all these doggone communists, as well as individual pregnant migrants. How can the pregnant migrant who's not even a citizen do this? And they said immigrant rights advocates. I mean, rights, they're illegally here. His administration is seeking to narrow the injunction supply only to the individual plaintiffs and the 22 states. If the justice could find states that have the required legal standing to sue, they could allow the policy to take effect in the 28 states that did not sue, aside from any plaintiffs. What he's saying is he doesn't want people to come into the United States pregnant.
Correct.
Basically,
for the sole purpose
on purpose,
a baby here.
Having a baby here as an anchor baby and becoming citizens because their child now becomes a citizen of the United States because he's born here. No other countries allow this, Austin. Nobody. Nobody allows that to happen except for the United States. And he's saying these people are coming across the border, they're getting pregnant, or they're coming here and getting pregnant. They're staying here illegally for 9 months having a baby. Now, yep. I'm here now. I've got an anchor baby. And I've seen it over and over and over. In fact, I know a bunch of these people that are anchor babies. They became anchor babies. They got to stay here.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about it because they know what they did and they know what their parents did. But the reality is that needs to change. It really does. What do you think?
It absolutely needs to change. It's been going on for way too long. And the problem is when you start incentivizing other people to do exactly what you just said, they're going to take advantage of it.
That's right.
They're going to do it. Why wouldn't they do it? I mean, they see it happen now with millions of people. So they're like, okay, well, my turn now. Everybody else gets to do it. I get to do it. And also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Falling back on the FDA commissioner, he says, I'm not anti-vaccine, but a lot of evidence is required for me to support some of these shots. And
good.
Yeah. He's saying here in the first comments, he said, I need to see a standard of solid evidence when dealing with any vaccine. He goes, I think vaccines are like drugs, which is when they're given at the right time, at the right moment, to the right person, the right dose, they can be life-saving. But like drugs, they all need to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis with long-term testing. I have my screen on. And always take into context that you're giving. He says he's been a critic of the stance on the COVID-19 vaccines from the government, which include vaccine mandates and recommending it for age 6 months and older. He said the current childhood shot schedule is not correct. COVID-19 vaccine needs to be removed. It would be irresponsible not to do that. Wow.
Again, it's leading us towards a different way of looking at it. You know, one thing I like about Kennedy, you know, number one, is he's, you know, got the Kennedy name, and so everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, I think he'd be a pretty good president at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he's setting himself up for that because Trump only has, you know, what, 3.5
right.
years left. And so, you know, Kennedy may actually come in now as, you know, 101 for president. And what he's doing is by getting this type of notoriety and standing for the American people, he's really, really building his chips up on the poker game, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he's becoming a household name. At one time, he was considered radical fringe. Guess what? He's got rid of fluoride. Now he's getting rid of the COVID shot.
Got rid of the dyes.
This is something that no one else has been able to do in 50, 60 years.
No.
And here he goes. Now he's saying one other thing. He says, under the, this is a quote. This is one of his quotes. Under the Biden administration, the federal government became the biggest facilitator of child abuse in our country. My predecessor prioritized speed over safety. In stark contrast, this administration is putting a halt to child trafficking. Wow. We are fingerprinting every sponsor, DNA testing, income testing, and valid ID testing. Nobody gets a kid until they prove they are a family member.
Good. Good.
That's incredible. But, of course, you know, you got to look at Hunter Biden's laptop and realize that, you know, this group of people is a bunch of sickos, man. Unbelievable. He got a pass, by the way. He had a bunch of horrible stuff on that laptop, and he basically had a pass. And, oh, by the way, Zelensky now, the lie guy who likes to play the piano naked with his body parts, is all upset because Putin didn't send up show up. No, that's so funny to me. Okay, Mr. Zelensky, let me give you some advice here.
Nobody has any respect for him at all.
Nobody. Okay, I'm talking to Zelensky now.
Okay.
Me and Mr. Zelensky, okay? I don't know if you watch this podcast or not. I could care less. But here's the deal. You run around naked playing a piano with your body parts. You dance in high heels, you know, in leathers with a bunch of gay boys. You know, you were a comedian on TV. You're an absolute complete joke from a leadership standpoint. Yeah. You're not even the legal president of the United, you know, of Ukraine right now because you've suspended elections. You were put there in position of power because your Rothschild banking cartel, your Sabbatean Luciferian synagogue of Satan buddy boys have decided to put you there to make a mockery of Ukraine and a mockery of the world because we got to do a show with you right now and talk about you, you weirdo. So I say that. So you're in Istanbul right now, and you're insulted because Putin sends junior officials because you said, I am here. We don't care if you're there. We'd just have you ready to have you leave, you weirdo. And this is the problem that we've got here. This guy just wants to run around and do sound bites because he is a puppet on a stage, and he's being controlled by his puppet masters, and it nauseates me. Oh, by the way, why don't you go ahead and, you know, run about another $100 million worth of weapons in other parts of the world right now so you can continue to buy your mansions in Switzerland and South Florida. Just thought I'd mention that to you, buckwheat. I'm about to say something ugly to you, and I'm not going to do it. Also, what do you think?
Well, that's why Putin didn't go. Putin has no respect for that clown because he knows he's just a thief.
Why would Putin go? Trump even said, well, I know why Putin didn't show up because he said, I'm not here. And Trump's right.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing with Ukraine. Nobody needs to have a meeting about Ukraine except for Trump and Putin.
Really, yeah.
That's it. Because Putin's the one running the war over there as far as Russia.
The reason the war still continues because of the United States.
Yeah, that's right. So Putin and Trump need to sit down and say, hey, let's figure this thing out, and let's go ahead and divide up the chips. Zelensky doesn't matter at this point. He's a joke.
Come Tuesday.
Away, peasant, away.
You can go now.
You can leave now.
Leave the shotgun.
Are you still here, Zelensky? You can leave now. Unbelievable. leave the shotgun there. You can leave the weapons trafficking behind you. You're Wyatt Earp? Oh, you really Wyatt Earp? Okay. I'm laying the gun down. I'm leaving now. That was a great, scene.
He's referencing Tombstone.
Billy Bob Thornton. He did a great job on that scene.
Oh yeah.
And Val Kilmer, best role.
Best role.
That in Top Gun. He did the best role he ever did in Top Gun, and that was incredible. He's a terrible Batman. But you know, but he did. He was okay in The Saint. That was all right too. But that movie's Tombstone. That was Val. Val Kilmer should have got an Oscar for that movie.
Tombstone's good.
Yeah, a great movie.
Also, too, in other news, on topic of nitric oxide, the single most important factor affecting cardiovascular health.
HGH stimulates.
HGH stimulates. I'm bringing that up today because it's on sales. You guys know for over 18% off right now. A lot of people have been grabbing the cans of it while it's on sale, taking advantage of it. This is another topic that's coming in about nitric oxide. They said one of the most important signaling molecules in our body and involved in virtually every organ system. Researchers say this very clear progression of cardiovascular disease that begins with decreased NO production.
I love articles like this.
Well, nitric oxide, it's when the more research you do on it, the more you realize how important it is. It's that a lack of NO production can lead to high blood pressure, sexual dysfunction, chronic inflammatory vascular disease, leading to heart attack, strokes, and heart failure. Remarkably, all the conditions mentioned above have been shown with improved with dietary nitrate interventions and nitric oxide production in the body. And that's exactly what we do with the L-arginine and citrulline. In this formula, the effects of NO production are significant on what it does to the body, how it's a vasodilator, how it increases blood flow, how it increases oxygen. It's important. We've talked about it many, many times on here. That's why it's one of our most popular products.
Well, to me, I don't mean it from a bad standpoint, but it really massively increases libido.
Oh, yeah.
And performance ability.
And blood flow, and pump, and gym performance.
Because without all of that, you simply can't, you know, if you're a guy, you know, do your thing. It doesn't work. And so you have to have nitric oxide. So, again, it's a phenomenal product. And also, it stimulates the pituitary gland or release human growth hormone.
That's where we got the name from it.
HGH stimulate.
Arginine and citrulline do really, really good. And it's got quercetin.
And citrulline is actually a little bit better than arginine as far as producing nitric oxide. The reality is citrulline is super expensive. Most people don't use it for that. That's what we use. And without folate, it won't work either. So this is a great product, and we've had it for many, many years now. People use it all over the world to maintain healthy blood pressure. I just thought I'd mention to you, maintain healthy blood pressure and healthy libido. So it's a great product. I take it on a regular basis. I tell you what, it is just absolutely phenomenal is what it'll do.
Well, the pumps you get from it, the muscle in there. I remember when my old bodybuilder workout partners, he was running for a while, and then he ran out. He stopped taking it, and he was like, man, he's like, my muscle endurance in the gym is just not the same when I'm not drinking anymore. I said, well, yeah, so your nitric oxide production into the roof.
That's on sale this week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Product of the week, 18% off.
It always wins product of the week.
It does. Every time it's up for vote, it wins every single time.
It's wow, just, that's a big discount.
Big discount on here. And also on top of that, guys, make sure you're following us on thebrowershow.com. Be sure to go in there and sign up for the weekly newsletter and get updates on there. I tell you guys this all the time. People still ask, how do I get updates? I'm telling you how to get updates. First name, last
Austin,
name.
How do you get updates?
Right here. Go to the top. Get updates. Put your name, put your email, click the Brower Show, click the Health Masters, and you'll get subscribed to the email list and get them right to your email every single day for the first to know on sales, product specials, three packs, and all the shows that we do every single day, including the ones that we're starting to put on YouTube now.
We got a couple of them. The problem is 90% of our shows can't be put on YouTube.
No, they can't. So we got to have like YouTube friendly shows.
That's because we talk about the. And we talk about the
yeah,
and we talk about that oh, and that, that and that country of the Middle East. Oh, and that crazy. Oh yeah, him too.
And that one shot,
the not shot.
So yes, so I was saying it the other day on there. So yeah, that's we're updating this stuff every single day. So be sure to stay tuned in, my friends. We're really putting this together for you guys. You have all the updated information every single day.
Joe Rogan's, you know, he's in competition with the Ted and Austin Brower Show.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Sooner or later, you and I are going to be on the Joe Rogan Show.
All right, let's do it.
And it's going to be funny. And he has now made a wild claim about ancient race of giants living on Earth.
Really?
That's the thing, wild claim. He's not making a wild claim. It's a true claim. Genesis 6 talks about it. Joe Rogan, who regularly entertains conspiracy theories and cover-ups, that's why I know we'll have to be on a show now. He'll want us on there. Create it, but we can't talk about that. Okay? When he declared that scientists would kill anyone who tried to prove the giants were not real, or we're real. Whoa, wait a minute. On a recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast with TikTok personality, Rogan brought up the theory that there was once a giant race of humans on the Earth. Rogan and Tucker discuss how civilizations throughout history have had similar stories of enormous people, citing biblical references like the story of David and Goliath. By the way, Goliath was a small giant. Read the book of Enoch if you want to know about real giants. Well, I know it's not apocryphal. Don't fuss at me. It used to be apocryphal. Except that, well, never mind. Two men agreed that there could still be undiscovered races of humans, Rogan was skeptical that the scientific community would allow such a historical discovery to be made public. Maybe that's why they got dug and pushed into the Smithsonian's and buried down.
Oh, yeah.
Rogan claimed that the researchers who may potentially find giant human remains, which they have been more inclined to say people can't handle this and keep the information secret. That's already happened. The podcast host noted and added that the thought of hiding the discovery would be infuriating, and then made one more bombshell claim about the potential unearthing of giant bones. They're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. The scientists will kill you. They're going to run you off the road, Rogan exclaimed. The 57-year-old noted there were already conspiracy theories claiming the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, I just said this, is hiding proof giants existed in their basement. So when he's doing stuff like this and he's talking about stuff like this, it just makes us kind of like, you know, look a little bit more mainstream.
Not as crazy.
that way, maybe they'll put us back on YouTube. I'm not even sure if Rogan's on YouTube.
No, is he?
I don't know. Rogan's not alone in his belief the Earth was once a home to giant humans in prehistoric time. As strange as it sounds sometimes, but there might be an element of truth to these claims. Giants like the current world's tallest man, who's 8 feet 1 inches tall, are a real scientific phenomenon. Likewise, archaeologists have uncovered the remains of ancient culture that would have towered their peers. The genetic traces of these huge people can still be found in the abnormal heights of groups scattered around the world. Wow, I guess these guys need to be basketball players. You know, I get. You know what I've always thought? This would be pretty cool. You get somebody like 14 feet tall. just have you stand by the net.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. Just and then every time you get the ball, you fling it over to him, and he just drops it in. Nobody can stop him because he can't jump that high, and he just stands there and drop it in.
Yeah, no, that'd be funny.
You know, Michael Jordan, I know he wasn't a giant, but that doggone, the way he could go from that doggone throw
line. Oh, his jump.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I mean,
that's
why
they called him Air Jordan, dude.
It was unbelievable.
That's why he got that name.
I mean, I've watched the videos of that. I'm like, how did he do that? One, probably the greatest basketball player of all time. Don't fuss at me. I know I'm not.
No, he definitely was.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
So he is.
In his heyday. This is interesting. I'll just read this article because this just popped up. Kevin O'Leary, which talks a lot about business stuff on a regular basis, he is going off on this new bill, this tax bill that Congress has put forward here. He's saying
pretty big deal.
He is saying it's not what we think it is. He said, basically, this tax bill is another war on small businesses, and Trump needs to address it. He said, essentially, it gives new powers to IRS.
And BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard love stuff like this because
yes.
They don't own a lot of the small businesses.
Here's the issue we've run into in this country, and we're getting a lot of good stuff happening right now. A lot of stuff's changing for the positive. But one thing that we have gotten really, really compromised on, and it is something that's difficult, I think, for everybody to understand how deep it is Congress is unbelievably manipulated and compromised. On so many levels.
Well, so many people are coming in now and telling you that if your congressman doesn't vote for this tax bill, that we basically need to get rid of them and get them out.
Correct.
And if he's saying basically that this is a big deal because they're going to allow IRS to come in and come after small businesses like unprecedentedly.
Well, he said essentially now it's going to give IRS the power to audit small businesses up to 9 years now. Well, 9 years.
Already,
they go back on everything.
It's already up to seven.
It's already up to seven. They want to push to nine now, which, I mean, is ludicrous, dude. I mean, you know, 9 years? 9 years?
They need to change it to 1 year.
Yeah.
Done with that nonsense.
This is ludicrous. And so he's got
to keep all those records and boxes of records. That's crazy.
So I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you guys to do some research on this bill because I'm always researching stuff too. I want you guys to research some stuff on this bill and see if this thing really is as manipulated as he's claiming it is. And if it is, we got to start contacting our legislators.
Tell them to vote this thing down.
Tell them to vote this thing down and get it out of here because that's the last thing we need.
Well, what they do, they'll take a bill that's got 90% good stuff, and then they put this weird stuff in here.
They did it in 1986 with the Firearm Protection Owners Act. Yeah. Stopped everybody from getting machine guns.
They did it with Reagan with the Vaccine Protection Act.
They did it right at the end. Boop. Added it in. Oh, we need to do an amendment to the bill. Everybody goes, okay, cool, whatever. We don't.
Nobody even reads it.
Vote for it. Get this over. I want to go to my tea time at the golf course. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happens.
Is this why when you the same thing happens with contracts? You got to be really, really careful if you have a contract with a corporation or with a publisher. This has happened to me before. And what ends up happening is you have a contract that's like 10 pages long, and you make changes in it. Okay, and then they make changes in it. You make changes in it. They make changes in it, and then they give it back to you to sign. They don't tell you they made changes in it again.
Yep.
They don't tell you that. And so now if you don't go and read this contract line by line again, you may find out that they changed it again on you. Now all of a sudden you're signing it, and now all of a sudden you're initially getting every page that you've read it and you've had your attorney look at it, and now all of a sudden you realize you're bound legally now because you have signed this piece of paper which has been changed without your knowledge. And then now you can sue them for duress. The judge is going to ask you, Mr. Brower, is that your signature? Yeah. Are those your initials on every single page? Yeah. This is a non-event. You knew what you were doing. You signed it. You initialed it. You should have read it.
Yeah. Now, one thing they're saying here, what they're really trying to sell this bill on, is eliminating all taxes on tips and overtime.
That's how they're selling it.
And Social Security checks for retirees.
So that's all good.
That's great. That's really good. The overtime shouldn't be getting taxed.
They literally put millions of small businesses out of business with COVID. They did. They put them out. Now, a lot of them come back and tried to come back. A lot of restaurants and other places have gone out of business because of COVID and the shutdowns. So the people who run the planet, the Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan group behind the curtain who took down Building 7, they're the ones who don't want this because they want to have control of all small businesses.
That's exactly right.
There's a friend of mine. He had a body shop right down the street here, and he had all the big contracts for all the major insurers.
Yep.
He was doing millions and millions and millions of dollars a year in body repairs. The guy was booked up for months in advance.
Remember that.
Okay? And they came in and bought him, and now they've came back in, and they flipped it over, and State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock on it. And now, they're a big corporation.
Yep.
They want all the small businesses that have been successful out of business, and they want to have full – it's like I said before, how many stinking Ferraris do you guys want?
Yeah.
This is sickening to me.
After a couple thousand, it's kind
of
like...
No, it's the love of money. Jesus said this. The love of money is the root of all evil. And that's what this crap is. These guys are so stinking greedy. They don't want to play the Monopoly board unless they own every single thing on Monopoly.
And have hotels on every property.
And they want everybody's chips.
Yep.
They don't want just their chips. They want everybody's chips.
The whole thing, I mean, taxing on overtime wages and all that, that should have been dropped a long time ago. I remember it was the most frustrating thing in the world. I used to work for ICF Builders Construction Company when I got out of college. And, you know, we're getting paid hourly. We got per diem. We got travel. And we worked a lot. Sometimes we had contracts we had to hit timelines on. And so we'd be out on the job site, you know, 50, 60 hours a week. The thing that sucked about it is you got like 20 extra hours of overtime. Well, then it bumps you in this gigantic next tax bracket, and then you got more taxes on all the overtime. So you hardly made any more money, and then your tax bracket went up. And if you didn't have another like LLC to write stuff off, you just basically all your money went to taxes. And I got a first win hand of it for a year and a half, and I was like, this is horrible, dude.
Well, no, you know, a lot of times GPS will say that. The drivers will say, well, if I make overtime, I don't get the money anyhow.
You'll get it.
Because it all goes into the tax bracket, gets sucked in.
Yeah.
And so this is good for that, but here's the problem. Now they're going to go in and give IRS unprecedented ability to go in and shut down small businesses
audit for
9 years.
Do you understand?
I don't even know what I did 9 years ago.
If you can't prove it and they start claiming there's a discrepancy and you can't rebuttal it, they're just going to come in and say, oh, well, you owe us now another $500,000 in income tax from 9 years ago. And you're like, I don't even know what's going on with that. I already paid all my taxes. Well, okay.
And let's not forget about the $1 million of penalties and interest over the past 9 years.
So
now the small businesses are out of business.
That fast.
And the owner of the business is in trouble now with the IRS.
And that's exactly
And they come after his assets, take the rest of his Ferrari. Yeah. They get the rest of his Ferraris.
That is their 1,000 Ferraris.
Yeah, that's right. Because he had that one Ferrari now he's been keeping for 30 years. It was his little collector piece. Now that's gone. Because I want another Ferrari. I want your Ferrari, peasant. And you're like, but I only have one. You have thousands of these things. We don't care.
We want all of them.
But yours are all rusty already because you don't take care of them. We don't care. Okay? Great. I'm happy for you. But no, these people, it's the love of money that is the root of all of that. I personally think, and I've talked about this on Angel Wars, I really think that's why Lucifer fell was greed. And that's why Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. And so it's sad. It really is. That's why we got to keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of our life, because he is the author and he is the finisher and he is the perfecter of our faith. Last night I was talking to a friend and they were asking me these questions. Well, who really runs the planet? And I said to them, I said, well, I really know that answer. Do you really want to know? And they said, well, yeah, I really want to know. And I said, it's not going to be what you think it is. And they said, well, I know something's wrong. They told me this last night. And I said, well, here's the deal. I said, you know, the stories of Noah and the flood were real.
Yeah.
You know, over 100 different civilizations have made that account. And I said, and after that, these entities came back into the planet, and they were hungry, basically, because they were outside of our dimension, and they required the use of human sacrifice from the ancient Canaanite religions. And that bloodline group of people, all these decades of time since Noah, have been the ones that have been ruling the planet and controlling it through alternative dimensions. I said, it's that crazy. I said, I know it sounds like it's nuts, but it's the truth. And you think, she said to me, she goes, well, that actually makes sense, because we know that somebody else is running everything. And it's true. Somebody else is running everything. That's why we have to be separated from the world. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, it says in the Word. Don't be unequally yoked. Stay away from the world and all of the trappings of the world. And remember that we are called and set apart, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Really important that we understand this all the days of our life, Austin. So people get off and on a tangent, and they start realizing very quickly that they're worth. Remember that song? I forgot who. I think it was Three Dog Night. It was this, Mama told me not to come.
Yeah.
I've seen things I never want to see. Mama told me not to come. There's certain places and certain people and certain places that you go that you don't need to be there. I remember Lynn Breidenbach one time told me, she's passed away now, she's in heaven. She told me one time, she was like a spokesperson for the sheriff's department. She said, the reason people get hurt, the reason people get killed is they go places they shouldn't go, they do things they shouldn't do, and they get involved in it.
In some cases.
Sometimes things just come on you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon when somebody tries to abduct a 16-year-old girl at the Target parking lot.
That's a problem.
That's a nightmare, and that's why everybody's got to be vigilant and aware of what's going on
right now. Did you see that video of that cop, that assailant who disarmed this white police officer? And then he starts to steal her squad car, and the other cop comes up and straight shoots him.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was right in the middle of broad daylight.
Yeah.
You get these people methed out, cleaked out,
cracked out. It doesn't
matter
if it's 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. If they're twacked out on crystal or anything like that, they're not operating normal. They're complete and total lunatics.
Yeah, yesterday I was walking around Lake Hollingsworth in Lakeland. I was having a nice day in the heat. Was it hot? It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's hot, and I got my big hat on. I'm walking around, I've got to have to wear the big hat.
It's like an Indiana Jones hat.
It is an Indiana Jones hat, but it was funny. Some car comes off the road, right by me, and just slides up in the grass. Man, my hand, guess what, went where? Immediately in my pocket and grabbed my 43X. It was I started tickling the butt of my 43X Glock, and I started thinking, okay, this may go bad right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, I didn't pull the gun out of my pocket.
No, you don't do that unless you need to.
I realized very quickly as I scurried by that you have to be prepared because it could happen that fast.
It does, too.
And it happens that fast. And so if you have somebody that you're with that you've got to protect, even if you have to protect yourself also, you need to be prepared. Very, very important. You have to be vigilant.
Fights happen fast. Gunfights happen faster. You got to be ready for stuff because it happens so quick.
Oh, it's funny. I was teaching.
What happened to the car anyways? What were they doing?
I don't know. I didn't bother
to talk
to them. I didn't want to walk up to the window. I kind of scurried by.
Well, once you're someone to get out, if they got a flat tire.
No, they never got out. No. Probably got on the cell phone and pulled over. But I didn't run over me. But I remember years ago, I was teaching at the Federal Correctional Institute. I told you guys the story once. I'll tell it to you again. And after the year I was there, after I was teaching at the college, and then the year they put me at the Federal Correctional Institute for the second year I taught college. And I remember one time they said they had a phone in my classroom. Now, I'm dealing with a bunch of felons here. They're all locked up. They got murderers and everything else here, but they're taking classes in college. And so there's a phone on my desk.
Yeah.
And they said to me, I said, well, what happens if one of these guys gets violent? They said, just knock the phone off the hook. We'll be there within a minute. More than 60 seconds.
What happens in a minute in a fight?
That's what I told him. I said, in a minute, this thing's over with.
Yeah.
It's over with by 20 seconds, 10 seconds. And sure enough, one guy one time jumped up and stood up and started yelling because he's got an F. I learned something that day.
You don't probably not best not to fail felons that are in prison.
Failed felons?
Failed felons.
How many F's we will do?
Give a D. It's like whatever row you passed.
But I did have him taken out of the classroom.
Did you?
Yeah, because I said, you know, this is crazy. But, you know, so a lot of stuff happens in 20, 30 seconds. Usually everything's over with by then. The cops don't come to prevent the crime.
They're usually not.
They come for the investigation. Yeah. They do the investigation. Oh, by the way, Planned Care about crime. Planned Parenthood is performing more abortions ever than they've ever done, and they're getting record federal funding. They are now up to $792 million to kill babies in the United States.
Where's Doge at?
I don't know. In ancient times, the practice of child sacrifice allowed pagan societies, like we talked about a second ago with the ancient Canaanite religions, to get rid of large numbers of unwanted babies. No, it didn't. It was sacrificing them to Baal. They sacrificed thousands of children to their gods, but we have sacrificed tens of millions of children on the altar of convenience and to Baal. I will add that in there. 402,000 abortions, all-time high, up from last year's 392,000 abortions, even though we have reversed Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
So these numbers are unbelievable. But then, it's going to, of course, if we continue to fund Planned Parenthood,
it's going to keep going up.
And, you know, here's the thing. They want to take away our money. They want to take away our stuff. They want to do all this crazy stuff we talk about. But yet they want to keep funding Planned Parenthood.
I know.
And they tell us, well, the United States is in a negative population growth because we have to have immigration. Let's make sure we kill all the white people. Okay? Let's make sure we kill all the black people. Let's make sure we bring in a bunch of other people from other countries so we can destroy the very fabric of our society. So if we kill all the, quote, babies from the people that have lived here for 100 years, then we begin to realize how quickly our country loses the very fabric that created the country to begin with, because they come in from communist countries and they have no idea what our Constitution is, and they have no idea what it is to be an American. Because we've killed all the Americans. We aborted 60 million of them.
Oh, I know.
It's insanity. It really is.
This is wild now in Texas. Speaking of insanity with fluoride, Texas AG has launched an investigation into toothpaste makers Colgate and Crest for deceptive marketing to kids.
There we go.
He's investigating the makers, basically saying that the practice of adding fluoride to drinking water has increased scrutiny. Said the investigation comes after two states have banned it, Florida being one of those. Yesterday, the FDA announced it's moving to take fluoride prescription supplements off the market because of the risk fluoride ingestion poses to children, IQ behavioral issues.
Wow.
Now, Paxson's opened up a suit against toothpaste manufacturers for continuing to flavor their products and deceptively market them in a way that encourages children to ingest fluoride toothpaste and mislead their parents to use far more than the safe and recommended amount of fluoride toothpaste. Center Disease Control recommends that children in the age of 3 should use no more than a smear of fluoride toothpaste, 3 to 6 use no more than a pea size amount.
Wait a minute. Your kids come by the house every once in a while they spend the night.
Right.
We have the non-fluoride toothpaste that we have at Health Masters as a thing.
Have you ever seen a child
put
a spear half a pea?
I mean, half the toothpaste runs in the sink. They're taking like a tablespoon of toothpaste. They shove it in their mouth, and you're like, well, that's
I've tried to tell them so many times, use small amounts. Like, okay.
So we're going to give them a pee. Well, they like it. It's fun.
I know. That's what they do. That's what he's saying here. He said Crestin Colgate have intentionally made, bubblegum, watermelon, strawberry, tang. And then they get – and the funny thing about it –
and they swallow it.
Yes. And he said also, to the photos – I don't think he has one listed here. But he said the photos – have you ever looked at how much toothpaste they put on the advertisements? Right. They put a wallop all the way down the toothbrush.
Yeah. And it says it drops IQ levels right here.
Yep.
Okay.
So he's going after these guys basically for false advertisement and essentially advertising deceptive marketing as well, that this stuff is safe. What is funny – it's not funny, but it's ironic. If you look at any back of any toothpaste that has fluoride,
poison.
It says, if ingested, contact poison control immediately.
Okay, let's think about that for a second.
What do you do with toothpaste? You're not swallowing. You're not supposed to swallow it.
Give me this camera, Rich.
But my golly, you put your mouth.
All right, here's the deal, okay? I love my children. I love my grandchildren, okay? And I get a piece of crap toothpaste. I wasn't going to say that. I did say it. Then I say, okay, great. It says, if ingested, contact the poison control center immediately. And I look at him. I'm going, and I watch him go,
yeah.
And I watch him put her mouth and swallow. And I think to myself, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? And is it okay? Those are my three questions I ask you. I was like, what am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is it okay? So what am I doing? What's it doing to my grandchildren? And is it okay? What am I doing? I'm giving them a neurotoxin. What's it doing to them? It's destroying their brain function and IQ levels. Is it okay? No, it's not okay. Don't give that stuff to kids. It's horrible. It's horrible, horrible, horrible.
It says the complaints shows the company designed their product labels with candy and fruit juice flavors and images of cartoon characters to appeal to young children, often misleading them to think the products are meant to be consumed as food.
Like Joe Camel with the doggone cigarettes back when.
Yeah, and what irritates me about this is that toothpaste has one specific reason, to clean your teeth.
That's right.
It doesn't have to be Fruit Loop Pebble Ultra Cute Punch with a frog or a rabbit on the side of it. It's just toothpaste. Just use it. Tell your kids to use it. Have clean toothpaste. Them doing this intentionally makes me think that they actually want them to ingest this. In my opinion, that's just...
I don't think they necessarily want them to ingest it. I'll give them that.
Okay.
But what I think they want them to do is use way more than they're supposed to. So they have to buy it. Because it's a repeat purchase. So what they're doing is, let's go ahead and cover the whole toothbrush up with
photo.
4 or 5 levels high, stick it in her mouth and swallow it. And by golly, we'll get rid of that toothpaste within a week. They got to buy more. That's what I think they want to do.
Repeat purchase.
They repeat purchase. Okay. It's not that they're trying to intentionally poison the children. I don't think they're doing that.
I'm pretty warped. I think everybody wants to do to everybody now.
Well, if you're doing all these horrible abortions, you don't know what they want to do. But they definitely – okay, let me explain something to you. This is important that you get this, all right? Now, let's stay here for just a second. This morning, I had 3 fried eggs swimming in a pail of butter.
Yep,
okay?
I had 3 eggs, too.
Okay? And I sat there. I had my purple sticks. I had my eggs. And I'm eating my eggs. Now, I'm not thinking about the remorse of the chicken having laid eggs. Now, listen to me for a second. I'm not thinking about the chicken being all stressed out because I ate the egg. The chicken really doesn't care. They don't think like that, right? And the chicken's laying eggs every day anyhow. Not all the eggs get fertilized anyhow.
Right.
They're super high source of protein. So I eat the eggs. I don't think about the chicken or having concern for the chicken's mental health. I don't care about the chicken. That's how the entities that run this planet see you. Wait a minute. Did I just say that? They don't see you as a human being in God's image. They see you as a food source. That's all they see. They don't think about you when they're eating the egg or consuming the energy from an aborted fetus in a sacrificial ceremony. And they think, well, gosh, I can't believe you're going here today. I've gone here a lot on the show, one of these different green shows that we play. I may play one tomorrow. But the point is, what we need to understand is that they don't like you. They hate you because you're in God's image. Every time they see you, they see the creator that has put them in hell for all eternity. So they're already pissed off. They're already mad. excuse my vernacular, but that's what they are. They're already angry because, number one, they're mad that you're in God's image. Two, that you have a soul and they don't. And number three, they're jealous of you because they want to be you. So if they eat you or do something horrible to you and some human ritual sacrifice like Jeffrey Epstein was involved in, and they do these crazy things, that's why we can't ever figure out who was on his list, then they don't really think about you. Like when I ate those eggs this morning, it was without remorse. They don't have any remorse. They have no empathy. They have none. They don't care. They don't care if they kill you or kill a million of you today. They're happy about it. Stalin used to get mad if he hadn't killed 15,000 people a day. So he said, have we killed 15,000 a day? No. Kill more, kill more, kill more. Again, it's another Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue, Satan, wacky boy. You know, and so all we do basically is talk about this stuff on this show, which nobody else wants to talk about. And we just eliminated our YouTube presence on the show. But the reality is that's what this group does. This is Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan, ancient Canaanite religions, human sacrificial rituals. So they don't care if they poison your children with fluoride. There's your segue back. They don't care if they poison your children with vaccines. They don't care if they poison your children with high fructose corn syrup and glyphosate. They don't care. Now, once you understand the fact that they don't care, you start to realize you're supposed to care. But they don't want you to care either. They want to try to make you believe that all this stuff is okay, and they want to train you and train your brain to say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. You're a boy, you're a girl, you can be either. What difference does it make? Because they're perverts, they're weirdos. This is a sex death cult that runs the planet, period. That's what it is. And they're sickening. The one thing that we get here from this group of people that we know is going to happen, they all end up in hell, which is actually where they belong. And this is the sad part about all of this stuff, is that we have to deal with this nonsense and these nutbags every single day that run the media, that run the monetary system, that run the world, that runs the United Nations. They run everything, including the international banking cartels and the international bank, you know, Bank of International Settlements. All of this stuff is owned by these clowns. And they, like I said, they don't want you to have your Ferrari or your Corvette. Heck, they don't even want you to have a Volkswagen. And they sure don't want you to fly on an airplane while they fly around on the private jets. Remember what Cortez said? Oh, yeah, we're going to stop the air flights. Nobody needs to fly. Well, might as well get horse and buggy back out, Austin.
I know.
The heck's wrong with these people? It's like the Hunger Games, you know, on steroids. And you know, that's why if you don't keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, if you don't realize that this is the day the Lord hath made and I can rejoice and be glad in it, and you don't realize the only hope we have is in Jesus and in his redemptive powers and what he did on the cross for us through grace, then all you're going to do is walk around depressed all the time. We have to have the ability to know that there's an answer, and the answer is through God Almighty, through Jesus, and through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's like this. Don't pray for somebody to change. Pray that they get convicted by the Holy Spirit to change. Then they'll want to change. They want to do something different. You know, you can pray for these people that run the planet. You can do that all you want. But most of them have been bred for thousands of years now not to have empathy or even sympathy for the people that they abuse. They don't think like that. Always remember that. You don't sit around crying because you're eating an egg. They don't cry because they kill you or your kids.
Well, that brings to the base point, though. If it is to be, it's up to us. You got to make the difference. You got to change the diet.
Isn't that what freedom of will is all about, Austin? And when we understand, that's why God put us here to let us see. We have to choose you this day whom you're going to serve. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Well, that's what God wants.
That's why they put this stuff on the label. That's why the research shows what these toxins do to your body. That's why they have it listed on the back of the bottle and back of the toothpaste. They want to let you know this stuff is toxic, but they want you to knowingly accept it and ingest it.
Well, because they know that this is what they say. The karma on the other side of the veil is so bad for them if they don't tell you in advance what they're going to do. It's like you got a vampire walks up to your door metaphorically. He's got blood dripping out of his mouth. He got giant fangs. He knocks on the door. I'm going to look through my little peephole. I'm like, huna, blankety blank, do you think you are, you weirdo? Why do you got blood dripping out of your mouth? I want to come in and talk to you. The answer is no. You hit the road, buckwheat.
The answer is 12 gauge through the door.
Bro. No, the answer is bear it through the door. But the point is, you don't let them in the house. You don't say okay. You don't feed your children poison. You don't vaccinate them with a bunch of poisons. You don't do all that stuff to them. You let God be God. Let this group that wants to run the planet, let them do whatever they're going to do to the weirdos they want to, who wants to follow them. You know, like these crazy singers in Hollywood, all these others, a lot of the actors, not all of them, and realize that we have been called and we have been set apart by the Most High God, and we serve Him and Him only. For my heart beats for the great I am. That's how I see this thing. And I know probably need to put my crazy cat picture up this morning. I finally woke up. That last purpose thing hit me.
Well, if you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us, Team Health Masters. Be sure to grab the HGH Stimulate if you want to try it out. Blood pressure, libido, energy, muscle endurance, whole nine yards. Great, fantastic product on sale. Check it out. Call us, 1-800-726-1834. We're here for you anytime you need us. And thank you for the support, my friends. Thank you for the emails you send this every single day. And thank you for allowing us to be your number one supplement company in the world. I appreciate you guys. Have a fantastic evening.
And also, I want to thank you for praying for us every day.
Yes.
I mean, you know, some of the stuff that we have to deal with here. And thank you for the good letters. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for the great letters. Thank you for the letters where you encourage us. Thank you for that. That means the world to us. Because if you send us horrible letters, you just get blocked or deleted anyhow. So that's the end of that. And we learned something, Austin. 99.99% of the people send horrible letters. They've never even bought their toothpaste from us. Am I right or wrong?
You guys have a fantastic evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I love you guys. Bye. We'll